We have timelessness. The world is filled with those moments. Since I've been on here, I've noticed that there's many, many moments we get those experiences. This is actually a longevity vessel. When I look at all the factors, it is a longevity vessel. The play, all the things that we get to do on the world are longevity vessels. We're literally bombarded by the things that have been proven to increase our longevity. From the idea of watching blue. Do you know that studying and viewing blues and greens of nature does changes in the physiology and hormones and actually enhances our health? Seeing, just being around blues and greens like today. We saw some of the most magnificent cliffs. We saw the blue depth. We saw dolphins coming along that. It was inspiring. We sat there. If we close our eyes and say thank you. In those moments, we're timeless and we have, in a sense, agelessness. And our physiology in that moment, our immune system rallies. We have literally a super immunity occurring at that moment. And that automatically sustains itself over time and allows us to endure the volatility that life offers, but allows us to, in a sense, enhance our life. The next one is our muscular system. Our muscular system, without a doubt, over time, because of accumulated emotions, this is what they're finding, creates adhesions in the muscular system and tends to create rigidity in the collagen of the body and in the mixture that holds the collagen together. And as long as we have adhesions, we age and accelerate. So therefore, it's essential to stretch every joint in the body as often as you can. Just taking your joints and just stretching, even making faces and just stretching. Yoga is what I think is a magnificent. Any form of stretching, any finger, any joint in the body allows the adhesions and the fibrous tissue to not accumulate. It allows the circulatory system to obviously function at its maximum. And if we have more flexibility in our body, our mind stays flexible, more adaptable. So no matter what stimulus that occurs in our life, we're more adaptable, can handle those reactions. And so in a sense, in our muscular system, it's essential that we take at least a few moments, maybe 5 or 10 minutes a day, to stretch and mobilize our joints. And one of the most magnificent ways of doing it is dancing. And tonight, when we're finished, everybody's going to have to dance. No. Right. No, but dancing and creating on some great music that you love doing and just wiggling around and getting together. Martin is a master dancer. I saw him up getting up the other night. He got up at the Christmas pageant. They got him up, right, when they did the dancing. No, but moving around and using your joints in a natural, spontaneous way breaks up the adhesions, allows the mind to literally break up its adhesions, loosens it up, takes away the tensions and the compressions in the body, which ages. It's also shown in our muscular system that there are emotions that are actually stored in the muscle fibers. The actin and muscle fibers, actin and myosin fibers, literally store emotions. When you do muscle massage on somebody or do rolfing on somebody, maybe you've heard of these terms, what happens is future imagination comes out and past remembrances come out. Because we store our emotions there. So having a massage in La Prairie, this is an advertisement, having a massage in La Prairie, doing a yoga class with Karen Planet, and doing these activities is automatically going to enhance our longevity. Obviously going out and walking outside in the fresh air is obviously going to enhance that. So we got the ideal there. In addition to our muscular system, our respiratory system can be enhanced by what is called eutonic breathing. Eutonic breathing is perfect one-to-one ratio breathing. Now watch this now. If a person is depressed, you ever heard somebody breathe like this? They go like this. They take a big gasp, and then they have this long exhalation. And if they're elated and hyper and manic, maybe you know somebody like that, they breathe like this. Short exhalations. Long inhalations. So long inhalations and short exhalations create a mania. And long exhalations and short inhalations create a depression. But a one-to-one ratio where we have a perfect 7 seconds in, 7 seconds hold, 7 seconds out, 7 seconds hold, creates a poise in our physiology. It helps us open our heart, love and gratitude again. It's been said in the yoga teachings that as the mind wanders, so does the breath. As the breath wanders, so does the mind. And so when the breath is brought into control, which we have the ability, voluntarily, we have the ability to control our breath, our physiology is governed. Our brain and mind are maximized. The yogis used to breathe in an alternate fashion and have a nice balanced breathing in order to maintain poise instead of poison in their body. And so if we equilibrate our breathing and bring it into a nice balanced ratio for about 5 or 10 minutes a day, deep diaphragmatic breathing, right here in the diaphragm, deep, for 5 minutes a day. Do you know that it's actually been shown, I did a research project on this, it shows that you can actually increase the mobility, flexibility, and lack